Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. It's been almost a week since I did my last recording. It's been my son's birthday. My oldest son, Solomon, turned 6 years old on Monday, so we've been celebrating nonstop from Friday all the way through Tuesday, and today is officially the first day that I've actually gotten any work done. Can you believe that? Now, here's why. I mean, talk about the universe hooking this kid up. I mean, 6 years old, and again, we started just celebrating and throwing parties for him on and taking him out since Friday, but it just happened to be a staff holiday Monday and Tuesday. We took him out on Monday to go bowling, got all these presents. And can you imagine? I mean, if you remember back when you were 6 years old, the worst torture was getting all these presents and then having to go to school the next day. And you got to wait through the agony of going through a full 8 hours of school before you could get home and finally play with all of your awesome toys and presents again. But not him. He got to go back on Monday from his birthday party, open up all of his presents, play with them until, I mean, we even let him stay up a little extra late. And then he got to get up first thing in the morning and play with them again. He had the whole day yesterday to continue playing with his presents. Pretty awesome. I think he totally lucked out. I think the universe was just on his side. So my question for you is, how are you doing? You know what I want to talk about on this show? I want to talk about a topic that has been, a lot of people have been emailing me questions about, and this is more on the topic of shredding. I want to help summarize some commonalities with all, when you listen to all the prior episodes that I've done interviewing all the top vegan athletes in the world. When I say vegan athletes, I mean, I'm talking about in the physique space. So people who compete on stage, either in bikini or bodybuilding, or fitness, or figure, that they have a few things in common that's what you want to really pay attention to. Or what are these folks doing that are similar to each other, and you want to start modeling that. So one of the things when it comes to getting shredded and getting cut down your body fat is, if you look at the carbohydrates that they consume, let's look at just from a nutrition standpoint, what are they eating? Almost all of them are focusing on a high amount of protein and a low amount of total carbohydrates. But where are they getting their carbohydrates from? It's mainly vegetables. Now, you're going to see some fruits for some of the athletes, and you're going to see some oatmeal that's like a popular one for some of the athletes. But for the most part, it is lower carbohydrate and it is extremely high in vegetables, and it's also higher in protein as well. So that's one thing that you might want to start doing on your fat loss days when you're trying to cut up and you're trying to get lean. That's certainly what I do, and it gets results, and it gets results really, really fast. Another thing that you hear across the board, every single athlete does this, is they all consume at least a gallon of water every single day without fail. At least a gallon of water. Some athletes, 2 gallons of water. When I was getting my most shredded, get ready for MTV, or this happens every time I'm trying to lose as much body fat as possible, I'm kicking my water intake up to a gallon of water a day. Why? Very simple. I'm not even going to, I'm going to first tell you this. It just gets results faster. I don't know I don't know all of the mechanisms, although I can theorize what it might be. But, you know, in terms of, I mean, it minimizes my bloating. It makes me feel amazing. My regularity and my number twos are off the charts. I have more energy. I feel great. My workouts are just more intense. I don't know why. 2 gallons of water. It supports every biological process in the body. So why is 2 gallons such a magic number for me? I don't know. It just seems to work. So make sure you're getting at least a gallon of water in every single day, especially when you're trying to lose a lot of body fat. Let's switch over to exercise, and let's look at what's in common over there. And this is something I get a lot of emails from our Vegan Body Revolution fans who ask me, what's going on? What am I doing wrong? And this is where I see the majority of the mistakes being made, because despite anyone's nutrition, the right amount of exercise at the right intensity, or let me say this, if you get enough exercise at a minimum, at least enough intensity, you will lose body fat. It's just inevitable. It's impossible not to. I remember there's a gentleman that I met a long time ago who we became really good friends, and he was a professional competitive endurance athlete. He was a biker, a cyclist, but he was so ripped. He wasn't like one of those really skinny ripped guys. He was pretty muscular, and he was from New Zealand, and he ate whatever he wanted to, but he got a minimum of 5,000 calories in a day. And I looked at the ingredients because I teach this a lot. I said, well, you got to look at the ingredients. That's going to really determine how quickly you're going to get ripped. Now, he wasn't trying to get more ripped. He just was more ripped, and he there wasn't any particular time frame involved. So as ripped as he was, I mean, you could see every last striation and every muscle in his body. There was just not 1 ounce of fat on him. And he ate, this was many years ago, he ate cheeseburgers and french fries and fast food and some clean food, a lot of protein powder, things like that. But again, 5,000 calories, a lot of it made up in junk. There's no way that you would think that you could get that ripped unless, of course, this is the part that when I tell you, it's going to make a lot of sense. He was averaging 5 hours of hard, high-intensity training every single day. He was riding that bike for anywhere between about 3 hours a day. And then he was doing weight training, and then he was doing boot camp training. So his exercise volume was absolutely through the roof. His intensity was extremely high. I mean, he'd tell me what a mental game it was for him, because he was, every time he'd practice, he'd get on the bike, he would pretend as if he's going into a competition. So he's going all out, all high intensity. And then, of course, he'd treat his weight training the same way. The point of this is to show you that even with the worst diet, you can still produce some traumatic results with enough exercise. Now, it's not like you're going to get the most muscular and you're not going to get most ripped fastest if you have poor ingredients. What that's trying to illustrate, though, is even if you don't feel like you're doing everything right, but you're doing it pretty close to 100%, right and ideal, and if you're still not getting results, it's probably because you still haven't gotten enough exercise in, or your intensity is not at the level that it needs to be, and you need to kick one of those up or both of them at the same time. So I always, whenever I'm working with clients, if I look at what they're eating and it looks completely legit, I need to look at how they're exercising, and a lot of times that requires me being there with them, because I want to see how hard are they struggling. So how do you apply this to you? How do you know if you're getting enough exercise in? There's a couple ways. Has it been a long time since you felt sore from a workout? Because if you haven't felt sore from a workout in a long time, then there's a good chance that you're not exercising at an intensity that is promoting and creating, or let me say this, forcing more change. Look at your frequency too. Have you been sticking with just an hour per workout every time? Because when you look, I saw this gallery of, it was a summary of the workouts done by a lot of famous celebrities who have made dramatic transformations in their body, including Chris Pratt, who lost 60 pounds to play the role of Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy. If you see Chris Pratt, he's pretty ripped. He's got a six-pack, lost a lot of weight to do that. And if you look at guys like Hugh Jackman, who got completely jacked in Diesel for the role of Wolverine, and scores of other celebrities, they have one thing in common, all of them, and they did a ton of exercise. It's that they did a ton of exercise to get those roles. In fact, on average, I don't think one celebrity did any less than 2 hours of exercise per day to be able to achieve that body. Now, if you know what you're doing, you don't have to do a full 2 hours, but without me working with you, I'm going to recommend that you try to figure out how to get 2 hours. If you're getting an hour in, try to get 2 hours in, or figure out how to get the equivalent of 2 hours in that hour. How can you do that? Take less rest in between sets. Superset exercises, circuit exercises, so you get more in. Increase the muscular involvement in the exercises that you choose. So for example, if you're doing machine bicep curls, instead of using a machine where you're sitting and the only muscle that's being activated is the bicep muscle, figure out a way to get more muscles involved, like maybe a deadlift to curl. A single leg deadlift to curl might be more productive for you. So that way you're involving one or more hamstrings that's to do your bicep curls all in the same repetition to be more efficient. If you want some examples of that, the 10-day vegan tummy tightener is all about exercises and workouts that involve as much muscle tissue as humanly possible for the time that you spend. That's how we're able to get such quick results. And the workouts only last an hour, but they're the equivalent of doing 2 to 2.5 hours of exercise every single day when you do it at full intensity. So let me summarize everything that I said. So from a nutrition standpoint, and this is about getting shredded and losing a lot of body fat. And this, again, these are quick and dirty things that you can do, or not quick and dirty, but these are general things that you can do to drastically improve what you're doing right now if you're not doing them. One is sticking with a low-carb, high-vegetable strategy for your eating, also high-protein. Two is getting at least a gallon. I would kick it up to even 2 gallons. Try getting even more water in every single day that you're trying to lose a lot of body fat. From an exercise standpoint, start figuring out ways to increase your frequency, duration, and intensity of exercise. When was the last time you really sweat hard during an exercise, especially early on? Try to increase the amount of sweat that you produce during your workouts. And I hope these tips help you. Listen, let me know what you think. Feel free to send me an email, send me a message on our Facebook fan page. Just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Also, I got some free courses for you. You can go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on free courses. We've got the Vegan Muscle Book that's not going to be up for very long, so I would download it now while you still can. And there's also Leaner, Fitter, Healthier, Faster at Any Age, which is a 45-minute teletraining. You can download it. Just put your email in and the file will be sent to you. And you can learn how to raise your metabolism. I provide one of my favorite fast metabolism smoothie recipes that is so simple to make. And you can start using it to get started today. Raising metabolism. Oh, man. A couple other announcements, too. I'm so happy. Our Metabolic Mastery Intensive. It's sold out. Monday, we sold out. We're almost 4 weeks in advance. We completely sold out. Every seat is now taken and claimed. It's amazing. It's a blessing. I'm so sorry if you wanted to go or you're thinking about going, but you didn't get in. If you want to, I mean, sometimes you never know what might happen. Somebody might not be able to go at the last minute, and we might have a seat physically available for you. If you want to, feel free to send a message to us and let us know if you want to be put on a notification list that if a seat for some reason becomes available, then we will notify you and you can purchase a seat and you can get in at the last minute. Now, it's not going to be at a discount. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to be full price because, again, we're sold out. But if you want to be on that notification list, then just send us an email. Let us know. Also, I mentioned in a previous episode, I had some slots available for one-on-one coaching. I don't anymore. I do not anymore. I'm so sorry. On yesterday, I got a phone call from, get this, Axl Rose's or Guns N' Roses' personal manager, the former personal manager for Axl Rose, called me up and signed on as a one-on-one coaching client. We're going to help him get super, super lean. He just wants to get fit, look amazing on stage, and so on and so forth, which was awesome. So we're getting started actually today helping that gentleman look amazing, have more energy, raise his metabolism, and just look awesome on stage. So if you wanted to do one-on-one coaching with me and you weren't able to get in, here's what I'm going to do, because when slots become available, I guess I can put you on a notification list. So that way, if you wanted to get in but you didn't, you can be the first to get in as soon as a slot becomes available. And let me just summarize very briefly what that is, because I got a couple questions I guess people are asking me. Well, what is the mentorship? So let me just explain to you what it is right now and give you an idea of what the tuition would be for that. So my mentorship program It is an exclusive program that's reserved to only 2 to 4 clients total. And that's all I can handle to give my complete 100% attention to. So right now, with Axl Rose's former personal manager, I've got 4 clients that I'm working with right now. The way it works is I communicate with my clients throughout the entire day, every single day. I mean, there are texts that go back and forth at least 30 times a day where they're sending me a photo log of everything they're eating and sometimes before they even eat it so that way they can get feedback directly from me. It's constant contact, telephone and text. It's like they've got me as their trainer on their shoulder so that we can minimize the amount of mistakes that are being made and we can keep them on the fast track to getting results. And what also happens is they send me a log of every single workout that they do, including their sets, their exercises, their reps, every single day. I wake up every morning and I help my clients, each of them, plan their workout for the day. And then we go over the eating plan for the day. So when you hire, if you're spending anywhere between $50 to $100 or $200 a month with other personal trainers, chances are they're giving you a meal plan and then you just follow it and they just kind of check in on you to ask you, how's it going? This is not the type of mentorship that I do. This is an accelerated results. It's a very intense coaching program to get you results as quickly as possible, as if I am there with you every single day. Not in a virtual way, but I'm actually with you. I'm checking in on you big time. It keeps you on track, keeps you from making mistakes, and accelerates the results beyond anything that you could do by yourself. Now, I require a 6-month commitment, and the fee is quite high for a lot of people. It's more than any online training program you'll probably come across, but it is still less than hiring an average personal trainer at $80 to $100 per session 4 times per week. Now, despite this, I'm just going to say this is what my clients say. My clients say that the value that I've given them is worth paying 3 to 4 times what the fee is. So if this is something that you would like to talk about more with me, then feel free to send me an email. We can even do a little chat to discuss if this is something that you want to be able to do and how I can help you get your body to where you want it. And then I can put you on I guess you would call it a wait list, so that the moment a slot becomes available, I can make sure that you're in the queue or one of the first to be notified when that is. So again, when these things happen, if you're thinking about, you got to jump on it. So anyway, listen, I want to thank you again for listening. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.